Art can bridge borders. That's the driving principle behind a first-of-its-kind professional development program for Phoenix artists. The Calla Alliance and AZ Art Worker, a program of the Arizona Commission for the Arts, recently brought renowned Mexican artist Betsabe Romero to the Valley to spend a week working with seven local artists in Phoenix to create a community art project. Romero is best known for her work using the everyday symbols and rituals of the culture of global consumption, like cars and urban signage. And for this project, she said the cross-border collaboration would send a message about dividing and blaming people for global problems.
I think it's a reflection, a deep reflection about how it's meaningless, this idea of borders to close, to divide, and as well to put the ego as an important value that I think is even dangerous. And as well is something that is not reasonable. When you will see the peace, you will see that the car cannot move like this. It's not possible. The motor, the engine, and the device itself need four tires. I think that we need to think as a society, as we cannot separate our problems. All these very important problems are global problems, and consequences are as well global.
The show's Lauren Gilger spoke with Gabriela Munoz, Artist Programs Manager for the Arizona Commission on the Arts, as the project was getting underway.
Yeah, so AZR Worker really wants to do professional development for artists who are living and working in their own communities, who are learning from each other. So this isn't, we don't intend for artists to come in and teach Arizona artists how to be Arizona artists. It's meant to be more of an exchange. So for example, Betsabe Romero has been paired up with seven Arizona artists to work on this temporary public art piece. And so we've already had meetings with the artists, Betsabe is getting to know them, and there is a peer-to-peer learning that develops both ways. So it's not meant to be a top-bottom kind of partnership, but more of a horizontal pairing.
And this is not just happening in Phoenix, you said, but all over the state.
Yeah, we've done programming in Tucson. We've done programming in Douglas, Arizona, and then in South on Tohono O'odham land.
And so this idea of cross-border collaboration, specifically within the arts. What do you think is the benefit of that? What do you think the community can get out of that? And what do you think these artists can get out of that?
Yeah, I mean, I think cultural exchange is so important. And it's not just across the border, but I think it fosters communication, it fosters understanding, it really fosters, I mean, culture. We're such a multicultural city in so many different ways that this is really just one of the ways in which that happens.
When these artists get together, is the idea is to collaborate and create one project. What's the one that's going to be here? What are we going to see come out of this collaboration?
They will be intervening a vehicle, which is something that Betsabe is known for. So they're going to be working shoulder to shoulder, producing the work, and really learning from a very well-established artist from her process, right? And how it might or might not feed their own studio practice or inform some of their own methodologies. So we're looking forward to seeing those relationships develop.
Yeah, so that's really interesting. It's not just about the end outcome. It's about the sort of the process that goes into it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think spending time with an artist who has such a well-established career and to learn from her experience is really wonderful. So I think there's a real investment in these artists' career and in their time and in their experience.
And how do you choose the artists, the Phoenix artists, who get to participate in this?
So for this group of artists, we wanted artists that had a similar sensitivity, that perhaps shared the same desire to work in certain materials, and with artists that shared the same sorts of thematic sensibilities that Betsabe shows in her work.
So what's the goal? What do you hope comes out of this when this project is done on Sunday and they get to unveil what they've done for the world? What do you hope people get out of it?
To see how rich, how culturally rich, how artistically rich we are. There's so much talent here in Phoenix. There's so much talent throughout Arizona that it's really incredible to have an artist of Betsabe's caliber doing work here. And I think it's a testament to how amazing the work that our local artists are doing.
Gabriela Munoz is Artist Programs Manager for the Arizona Commission on the Arts. The temporary art project went up earlier this month, and it'll be on display at Grow House 2.0 in downtown Phoenix until April 30th.